The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, the entertainment journalist and John Fardy presenter of Screen Time, who has recently turned 50.
Happy next birthday.
Week. Oh, it's next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday. Thanks for sharing it with the nation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good thing.
Can it I just reveal thing. Then during the news headlines what Serena said about it? What did you say? 50
yeah,
is?
50 is the youngest of the older ages, but that's not
so
a bad thing.
You're old age. Yeah, but you're old age.
I'm clearly old
you're
age.
You're at the bottom end of the old yeah. age you know spectrum, but you're old age.
We need to look at aging differently. I think it's a great thing. And so
that he survived
at
50.
No, yeah, I'm
exactly.
not being
it was touching for a while, yeah. you know? Yeah.
And I hope he's celebrating big because it's a great moment.
Let's see. Let's see. Anyway, let's get on with movies.
Not too
TV.
Big, though. You don't want to fall and break a hip or anything.
No,
you
no.
Know?
Absolutely not. Just you know, I don't see that well anymore. What you say?
Yeah, you want to mind yourself, John. You want to mind yourself. Serena, where are we starting? Washington Black.
Have
what's
you seen this?
This,
John?
I haven't. It looks good, though.
So this is a Disney Plus series. It's 8 episodes. They're between 35 to 50 minutes long. It's based on a popular book by Essie Edugian. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Basically, it follows George Washington Black, who is, they're in the 19th century. He's working on a plantation. He's owned by this guy whose brother turns up and his brother says, do you know what? I'm taking him with me and we're going to go make scientific discoveries. In amongst all of this, we see him grow up, we see him learn about his past, and Sterling K. Brown
yeah.
stars in this as well. If you're into your period drama, I think you're going to enjoy this.
Mm.
You have forever tainted my TV watching.
Oh, really? Who?
Because when I'm watching...
Me?
Yes.
That's a big accusation.
Well, anytime there's
forever
a flashback...
Forever tainted it.
Yes, because anytime there's a flashback, the first thing that comes to my head is, oh, Kieran's going to hate this.
Oh, this doesn't start at the end and shows us the end and then goes back to how it all began, does
see?
It?
See? Yeah. And there's a lot of that. And I have to say, even myself, I was just going, okay, there's a lot of to it.
Imagine you reading a book and it started with the last chapter and then it had all the others leading up to it. It's just so daft.
And as a result, like, look, if you're into your period dramas, the costuming is great, the acting is great, the locations are stunning. The storyline's good too, except sometimes the writing can be a bit corny. And there's a love story going throughout it as well.
Sterling K. Brown is one of the greatest living actors, I think. I just think he's brilliant.
And he's the first... thing you hear, the
yeah,
first voice you hear. And I'm just like, I'm in.
Declamatory voice, yeah.
So I was in, and for the first episode, I was hooked. By episode 4, I was like, I'm ready for this to end. By episode 8, I was like, thank goodness it ends. Some storylines wrapped up far too neatly for the subject matter. Not that I expected it all to be bleak, but sometimes it's just too neatly wrapped up.
Okay.
It's not for me, but I don't love period dramas. I did watch the whole 8 episodes. I did admittedly have to watch some in fast forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not a great thing.
Right.
Isn't there a magic balloon in it or something?
There is a magic balloon. Oh. It's not based on a true story, but it's based
magic
on
realism.
Certain things that happened. Yeah.
Washington Black is on Disney Plus, all 8 episodes there, if you are titillated by Serena's amazing review of it. John, what is Gazer?
Yeah, Gazer is a film that's out on, I suppose, selected release this week. I thought this was great. It was made under bizarre circumstances. This couple, who are the lead and the director, were like in wedding bands and 9-to-5 jobs in order to film it on the weekends, and was like real lo-fi guerrilla making. Anyway, this lady has this rare condition where she keeps forgetting her sense of time. So she has a Walkman to remind her where she is all the time. And she meets someone and she asks her to do a favor for her, which might involve rescuing her from a situation that might be domestic abuse or something like that. You know where it's going. Someone asks you to do a favor in a car park. It doesn't work out that well. This is a real clever indie noir. Reminded me of like something from the 1990s. Gazer, she kind of gazes at people. I don't know how she did it with her eyes. It's brilliantly done. I really enjoyed this. A real kind of dark indie noir thriller that kind of kept me guessing the whole way. It's kind of pleasantly short and at you the whole time as well. I thought it was really good. Now, it's not for everyone, but I think I'm coming off a diet of Superman and Jurassic Rebirth or whatever it was. Something was born.
Jurassic Rebirth.
I'm just tired. And this, I saw this last week and I thought, this is the way movies were intended. So
yes.
Maybe I'm a little battle-worn, but I really enjoyed this.
In cinemas?
Yeah, select cinemas. You're going to have to seek it out. It's not everywhere, but it's in a good few all around the country.
All right, Gazer is the name of it. This is a movie as well, Serena, Better Man. It was in cinemas.
Yeah.
It's now in Prime. This is Robbie Williams as a monkey.
Yeah, and I was like, when I heard that this was him telling, basically it's him telling his story. He is portrayed as a monkey because he sees himself as a performing monkey.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing, Kieran. I scoffed. I went, how is this going to work? Oh my gosh, 2 hours and 15. And you know I don't like anything over 2 hours. I was hooked the whole time. It's about his rise, his dramatic fall, and then his resurgence. It stops before he meets Ada and has his family. This is so well done. You are not once questioning the fact that he is a monkey. And I think that this is a very weird thing that I'm going to say, but the fact that he is a monkey, I feel it's more intimate because he's able to voice everything that this, the Robbie Williams' body is played by John O'Davies, but the voice is actually Robbie Williams. You never have that disconnect. It's so personal. The set pieces in this are incredible, like Rock DJ, yeah. She's the One. I was crying during Angels. The way that the music is interspersed during this, the story it tells, it's never a woe is me story, but you do feel for him. You get to see behind that showbiz curtain. I was so skeptical. I came out absolutely loving this and I wished I'd bought tickets to see him in Dublin because...
The thing is as well, he said to the director when they were sitting down to talk about it, you know, I feel like a performing monkey all my life. I don't belong here. And in fairness to the director, whose name momentarily escapes me, like he tried to do something new with the Rock biopic instead of Cheeky Chappy. And
Michael
like
Gracie.
Serena says, there you go. It's very, like it flies along and you're with it the whole way. I watched this on a plane when I was like literally falling asleep and it kept me awake. I wasn't falling asleep because of it. I was exhausted, jet lagged. But I couldn't fall asleep because it's a real shot of in general.
All right.
Adrenaline.
It's really good. Prime Video.
Better Man, Prime Video, 2 hours, 15 minutes flies by, as Serena says. You've a couple of Netflix recommendations. The first is Trainwreck PI Moms.
Yeah, so Trainwreck is this series. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You might have been on holidays. I can't remember. At my age, you know, the weeks start to flow into each other.
Yeah.
But Trainwreck, they've started taking these kind of, you know, that RTE show on TG Cahir or RTE2, my apologies to the national broadcaster, Scannel, where they look at kind of scandals. This is like a Netflix version of that. And they did the Mayor of Mayhem a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? About the mayor of Toronto who liked to smoke crack.
Yes.
It was a great rock.
Ford.
Yeah. That was brilliant. And they're 45 minutes. This was the boom in reality TV back in the 90s. And they decided they were going to do one with this detective agency in San Francisco had hired working mothers. I don't mean they were prostitutes. I mean they were mothers who were actually working as PIs, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. Just,
when I hear
just
someone
so
saying
clear.
A working mother, right?
Well,
prostitutes.
Yes.
We're really going down a rabbit hole. And we've gone down some rabbit holes. But so they were going to make a TV show out of them in the style of The Housewives of New Jersey or whatever. And yet the story about actually what happened and the PI agency involved, I won't say much more than that, is kind of bizarre. And what I really like about these train wreck ones is they're 45 minutes long, so it's not any of this repetition. You get straight to the story. I think it's pretty good 45 minutes.
And then there's a documentary as well from Netflix. What's this? The Disappearance of...
It's called Amy Bradley is Missing.
Amy Bradley is Missing.
No,
okay.
So this is, you know, it's true crime. So, you know, there is someone who is certainly missing at the end of this, or maybe not. You'll have to tune in. This lady in the 90s was on a cruise with her parents and she disappeared. It looked at the time, it was in the Caribbean near Aruba. It looked at the time that she had possibly just fallen over a balcony on the ship. When it gets into the three parts, a lot more may have been going on. It's a pretty you know, it hooks you in for the whole three episodes, I have to say.
What was the movie where Goldie Hawn falls over the ship?
Overboard.
Oh, yeah. It's like that?
No, not at all. Let's go back to the rabbit holes because I'm not comfortable
That's
here.
A great movie, wasn't it?
I love that.
Kurt Russell was in it as well.
Yeah.
Anything Goldie Hawn done. Actually, if you want a bit of a laugh over the weekend, just Google Goldie Hawn. Go watch one of her movies.
Yeah. Oh, great. So, two big, big movies we're going to wrap up then with, or two hotly anticipated, certainly. Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, now, Netflix have not previewed this. Yeah. Apparently, Netflix
it's so good
never,
they won't show it to us.
Yeah, well, apparently they don't preview any of Adam Sandler's stuff. But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Because they'll get absolutely panned by critics.
Exactly.
And it doesn't actually matter.
It doesn't
People
matter.
People love Adam Sandler
this
movies.
Well, all I'll say is, it's like every second one he does is great. Mm. Like,
But they all do well.
Uncut Gems. No, but there are good ones in here. The last one about the basketball coach Hustle.
Yes, that was really good.
Uncut Gems.
Yes.
That was brilliant. Where he's that panicky diamond dealer.
Yeah.
So it's not fair to say they're all crap. I think this one will be, no disrespect.
But you know what? I'm looking forward to this. He's coming back. He's doing Happy Gilmore. This time he's coming back to golf to make his kid's dream come true. We know what we're going to expect with this, right? So sometimes you just need these types of films. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see if I'm as positive next week.
Right. Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four first steps. I didn't get to this. The good news is, though, they've done something different here. Now, bear with me. They've imagined an alternative 1960s and you're like, oh my God, give me a break. But they're kind of aping the Jetsons. And as a really good cast, you've got Pedro Pascal in there. And it's kind of the Fantastic Four. A lot of it's a human drama about how they kind of come together as a family. Then it gets more kind of superhero-y. From people I've spoken to, it's pretty decent. And they're not world-building, like, find more from Captain America in the next movie. It's not that type of thing. So the reviews so far are pretty okay. And if you have superhero fatigue, as I really do, apparently this won't add to it.
All right. It is called Fantastic Four First Steps. Is that out tomorrow as well?
Yes. It might even be out today.
Today.
It's Thursday. Oh, it's out today.
I forget what day of the week. It is,
again, time has been compounded.
Yeah, absolutely.
For John.
Can you help me up, Serena?
John, happy birthday again.
Thanks a million.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time. What's on the show this weekend?
Well, just really quickly, you know I'm a massive Billy Joel fan.
Yes.
A brilliant new documentary. Unfortunately not. The next best thing, there's a brilliant new documentary out next week called And So It Goes. 5 hours, him sitting down, everyone talking about it. I'm talking to the two directors today.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist. Thank you as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.